Good morning, beloved, and thank you for once again welcoming me into your homes for the Friday edition of our 5-minute journey. Today's reading concludes the story of the death of the raising of Lazarus. Jesus weeps when he arrives at the tomb, and after praying to the Father, Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb and instructs the onlookers to remove Lazarus's burial clothes. All week, God's guiding word for us has been love, and so let's begin reading John chapter 11 at verse 28. After Martha said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately. "The teacher is here," she told her, "and he's asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Now, Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but he was still at the place where Martha had come out to meet him. Well, the people who were in the house with Mary comforting her followed her when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought that she was going to the grave to weep there. Well, Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet. "Lord," she said, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus saw her weeping, and he saw how the people with her were weeping also. His heart was touched, and he was deeply moved. "Where have you buried him?" he asked them. "Come and see, Lord," they answered. Jesus wept. "See how much he loved him," the people said. But some of them said, "He gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Could he not have helped Lazarus and kept him from dying?" Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone placed at the entrance. "Take the stone away," he ordered. Martha, the dead man's sister, answered, "Well, there's going to be a terrible smell, Lord. He's been buried for 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" They took the stone away. Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I'm saying this now for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me." And after he had said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And he came out, his hands and feet wrapped in grave clothes and with a sack around his face. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go." In today's key verses, John chapter 11, verse 40, where Jesus said to Martha, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" You know, it's interesting here that Lazarus' sisters were basically accusatory toward Jesus. "Jesus, if you just would have come when we called you, It wouldn't have gotten this bad. He wouldn't have gotten this sick. You could have healed him, and everything would be fine." And you know, that's exactly the same way we look to the Lord when we pray. We want things done our way, in our time, the way that we want it. This is how it should be. But Jesus has so much planned for us, beloved. He's going to step into our world. He's going to rock our world with miracles that we could never even begin to comprehend, not just a simple little healing there, here and there, but to do something that is truly going to magnify God. It's only our responsibility to hang on by faith and wait for Jesus to bring us the answer. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, I place my faith in you, knowing that you offer me life everlasting. I believe that you came into the world to make God known and to reveal God's glory. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings this week to an end, doesn't it? Hope to see you in church on Sunday, either live in the chapel or over Facebook or Zoom. And then again, I'll be back with you bright and early on Monday morning, where we're going to be in John chapter 13, 1 through 35, where Jesus demonstrates the meaning of love and servanthood. So I look forward to sharing that with you next Monday. Until the next time that we meet, beloved, please reach out in faith and you claim every good gift that God has for you. God bless.